visit with folks with University of Alaska. We're going to introduce you to Nathan Bells, who is an engineering professor working on a transportation study, and specifically about transportation in rural Alaska. Thanks for coming in this morning. Pull the microphone in there real close. Work it real close. The closer you get, the better. So what is this study? Kind of give me an overview of this project.
Yeah, so right now we're looking at what we're calling mixed-use travel around the state of Alaska, both in rural villages as well as in more urban, suburban areas as well. And so what we're trying to do is get a better handle on these more unique forms of transportation, and I only say unique because they're not traditionally considered in our transportation planning and design. And so these modes are ATVs, snow machines, and dog sleds as well.
So having lived out in the bush for a number of years, I know that ATVs, snow machines, that's pretty much how you get around
for
a good part of the year, you know?
They fill the most basic needs of transportation for a lot of individuals in this state, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not technically legal if there's a road system within the village, yeah?
Right, so you have to then break it down whether it's a state-owned road or whether it's a city or borough-owned road. So, and then you have to figure out, you know, what are the local policies. So, a town like Bethel or a village like Bethel has different policies than a village like Nome or Haines or Fort Yukon. And so they kind of vary depending on the location of where you're at.
So are you trying to find some common ground or a compromise to all of these traffic laws and versus the needs of the citizens?
Exactly. We want to figure out what's working and what's not. Like why right now, and you know, just over the past few months have we seen such an issue in Bethel, right? Wanting to crack down on serving citations to ATVs that are using roads, and in going back and forth between, you know, trying to cite them or allowing them or restricting their use versus somewhere like Nome that doesn't have quite so much of an issue. But the problem is that, you know, because you're not technically allowed to use them on state-owned facilities, so DOT-maintained roads versus the city roads, that those all kind of weave and interconnect throughout mm-hmm. these towns. And so if you're trying to get somewhere, you've got to use those roads. So how can we think about it? How can we plan for these modes a little bit better so that, you know, they can be used but used in a safe way?
Is this transportation study specific to Alaska, or do you see that there are other states that might also be able to take advantage to this study?
Oh, it's nationwide. So, you know, even though we're looking specifically at UAF looking at it through the lens of Alaska, we've also teamed with the University of Idaho, who has a fairly high rate of ATV use down there as well. And they're actually interested in agricultural vehicles use on the roads as well.
I guess that would be a problem, you know, trying to get a thresher or agricultural equipment from one lot, one field to another.
Exactly, and
technically that's
where all our potatoes come from, right?
Yeah, God bless the potatoes.
Heaven help us if there aren't any. Get on it, fix it.
So the study is underway. Kind of take us, because we're getting short on time here, but kind of take us through what happens next once you gather all of this data. Is this presented formally to DOT or to the state or law enforcement, or what will happen to this, and eventually what is the goal?
Yeah, so right, we just put a survey out, you know, statewide, had individuals tell us about, you know, how they use these forms of transportation. Is it more utilitarian or recreation? We're finding it's more, at least 50% utilitarian, meaning that they actually use it to travel to get places and not just to, you know, go out in the hills and ride around. And then, you know, also doing some counts, getting better ideas of how often they're being used, how far people are traveling, where those large corridors are for those vehicles, with the ultimate goal of being able to, you know, either create a set of guidelines or best practices that the state can use or that cities can use when they're planning and laying out our roads. Because as we build more roads, as we expand our roadway system, you know, we got more people, we need to get to more places, is that we want to make sure that we're not diminishing the ability or the capability of those folks who need these other more unique modes to get there, right? That's the only way they can do that, or that's their more preferred mode. because if you look at the fuel economy on ATVs and some snow machines, it's better than cars. And so as gas prices continue to go up, I'm gonna take my ATV if it gets 45 miles a gallon and my car only gets 20, for sure.
I'm talking with Nathan Bells, who's an engineering professor working on a transportation study in rural Alaska, specific to rural Alaska, or in, I would imagine that it's going to include some urban areas at some point too. But if we wanted to find out more, is there a way to access your information or what you're doing through the UAF website?
Yeah, so you can reach me at npbells, N-P-B-E-L-Z, at alaska.edu. You can also find more information about me at Dr. Traffic, D-R-T-R-A-F-F-I-C.
Dr. Traffic, ladies and gentlemen.
community.uaf.edu.
This is fascinating. We could spend more time visiting with you, but we're out of time. We got to spring you loose and send you down the hall to our sister station. But best of luck on this survey. This sounds very interesting.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right.